Hello?
Yes.
The president's still on the other line. Would you hold on a moment,
yes,
please?
Yes, I will. Do you want me to put the senator on here?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you. Senator Russell?
Yes?
Thank you. Just a moment.
Yes?
Senator Russell?
Fine. You at home or the office?
I'm at the office.
I just got a note here from Mac Bundy of my National Security Division. It's typed at 6:30 in 3 minutes ago. Douglas MacArthur, that's Ambassador MacArthur,
yes,
who handles a hill for the US, reports that a very friendly newspaper man has reported Bill Fulbright's intention to give a very critical speech on the Dominican Republic episode tomorrow, with very special emphasis on the failings of Ambassador Bennett. We have a draft speech which is pretty hot on the other side. I had not offered it to any senator pending somewhat stronger evidence. Mansfield did give a very short statement in praise of the OAS at our suggestion yesterday. Do you want us to have an answer ready for Fulbright? And if so, should we pick someone like Smathers or Dodd who would do it with great enthusiasm, or should we try to find someone considered more liberal, or should we just ignore Fulbright? Now, this New York Times crowd, they've got about four books coming out, and their whole line, this little Tad Schultz writes for them. There's a guy named Kurzman writes for the Washington Post. There's some guy named... I forgot his name, writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and one for the New Republic. Their whole line is that we oughtn't have intervened, we oughtn't send Marines in, that's old United Fruit Company stuff, and that this fellow's hot-headed, and that if they'd have been present, they'd done what I did on the advice of the ambassador, but he made mistakes and advised me. Now, he didn't, and in retrospect, if he made a mistake, it was being up here, and it took him a day to get down there, and us not going in Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And everybody agrees to that, Ambassador Bunker, Secretary of State, Defense, everybody else. But right when we are trying to keep communists out of this new government, we've got our FBI there, and we're screening every one of them and trying to get the new president. I said, read the cables last night, three of them for 2 hours from Bennett. He's doing his best to keep them from putting a communist on the Supreme Court, trying to protect one, the Attorney General. We got an election coming up there in 9 months. This damned idiot of the Fulbright has got to come out and denounce our own ambassador and denounce his own country and denounce his own government. He tells Bundy that he thinks that he can't get a report out of his committee because they won't go with him, so that he probably ought to make a statement, because if he makes a statement and they play it up, that maybe next time these ambassadors won't be so anxious to recommend the Marines.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I doubt if I can do anything with him. I'll go by and talk to him. Does Bundy talk to him?
No. Bundy's just said that he told him that several days ago, and he's been holding these hearings, and he's been trying to point out. I've talked to Talmadge a time or two, too, about it. He's trying to lay it all in Bennett's lap, and Tom Mann has explained to him that Bennett did the right thing, and Rusk has done it.
My fear is that you're going to have some bad slip-up, and this fellow you've got on ain't any good, Mr. President. This Godoy, or whatever his name is, I know some people that have lived and worked down there growing vegetables for chain stores here in the United States. From my state, they're plain people. They came up working with their hands, but they got a lot of common sense. They say this fella, Godoy, is getting rid of everybody down there that really is opposed to communism. He's not going to give a strong leadership there, and they predict there'll be another revolution there inside of 4 or 5 years.
I wouldn't be surprised if not another year. But I've got Bennett there. He's not raising vegetables, but he's
a good, hard, common sense fella.
And he says that this is the best thing we can do. I had Bunker there, And he's a...
he's a good man.
He's the very best we've got in the State Department. I've tried him in every difficult situation he'll ever have.
He's a good man.
And Balaguer is going to be the candidate against Barsh. And Balaguer thinks this man's the best man, and he's going to have to carry the ball to try to win the election. You can't just have what you want. If we had perfection, by God, I'd appoint a good one. But I've got to take on.
If we'd had our hindsight been as good as both sides been good as our hindsight, we'd left till 2 years alone.
That's right. Well, I didn't kid.
Improvement on him.
I didn't. From the communist standpoint, he has no communist information.
Good God, old Trujillo killed anybody claimed even you communist.
That's right.
He was as much against the communists.
I'm not saying anything about Trujillo.
Boy,
I just say I didn't have a damn thing to do with killing Trujillo.
What do you want me to do, rather than try?
What I would like to do, I'd like you to tell Fulbright that you're shocked to hear that he's going to criticize you, Bennett. And that you'd like to talk to him about this, and we're trying to get a stable government there, and that you know the New York Times and Washington Post are upset about what's happened
both
there.
Both seem to have sort of let up on it a while back.
And this fellow, Herbert Matthews of the New York Times, he has said that he thinks every government in this hemisphere ought to have a Castro. That's number one. So that's his philosophy. He's in charge of the editorial page of the New York Times. He's the guy that thought Castro was all right in Cuba. Well, I have talked to Talmadge time or two in the past when you were sick while this is going on, and he's gone to Fulbright. Fulbright, in turn, passed it back. We pick it up on the circuit that Talmadge said this boy came from a good family, and Fulbright said that Talmadge went and told me that, but said that he's never smelled any sweat, said he's a banker's son, and he's never smelled any sweat. Well, I don't know many in the State Department have smelled much sweat, but he smelled it.
This boy's old man living out on the farm raising cattle right now.
So I told Talmadge he ought to tell him that he's going to match a fight now if he goes to tearing into a good boy like this. He's going to destroy his career. And I think you ought to tell Fulbright that you've heard from newspaper sources that he's getting ready to make a speech, and that you don't, every man can make a speech on whatever he wants to, but that you know this Bennett pretty goddamn well, and that you've talked to some folks that have been down here in the hearings, and that you hope that he doesn't say anything that reflects on Bennett in any way. If he does, that it gives you notice and gives you a chance to be there, because I think that'll chill him just a little bit and may keep him from doing it. He ought to do it against his...
I think I'll just tell him that I just can't sit silent by that and have him.
I don't think you can. I think this boy is entitled. He's done an honorable thing, and he's served his country with distinction, and I think he's entitled to your all's protection, and he's going to get mine all the way.
Well, he ain't entitled to mine any more than anybody else in the same circumstances, but I do feel a little closer to him because he comes from down there and sits the same red clay within 30 miles of my home. And I will be glad to see Fulbright in the morning. I'll call him now if he hasn't left yet. He's over in the other building now, though, I believe.
I just call him and tell him you won't talk to him. If he's going to make a speech on that, you won't talk to him before he does. Find out his thinking, and then he won't tell you when he does, so he can be there. That'll check him enough.
I'll call him.
Mr. McNamara tells me that he's taking care of your Benning thing back where you told me that we moved everything out of Georgia first. He says now he's got you in pretty good shape.
He says he's going to put it back in there by 1968. Have it back where it was before we started. And that's all right. That's about as fast as he can do it appropriately under this draft system, I reckon. Mr. President, there's something I promised to speak to you about.
Uh-huh.
Collins has gone over there into the Commerce Department.
Yeah.
And he has left a man named Calvin Keitel.
Calvin what?
Keitel, K-Y-T-L-E.
Keitel, all right.
Who was his first assistant. He's running this National Community Relations Service.
Yeah.
And he's a good man. He's not wedded to my political philosophy particularly, but he's not looking for a job. He was vice president of a big insurance company down in Atlanta. He was going to stop sale of $210 a share that life in Georgia. But he is willing to stay on there as in that position, and I understand Collins has recommended him for it. So I have talked to some people who know him well, and they say he's a man, a highly honorable man, and a man who has a very deep sense of public service and duty, and he's a good man. I know all of his family. I personally don't place his Calvin title, but I knew his daddy over in Carroll County, and his Talmadge said about Bennett, they're good folks.
I look right into it.
If Collins hadn't recommended him, I've been misinformed. But I was told that Collins had...
Well, Collins, morning. He didn't say anything about it, but I don't know. I imagine Connor's the man selects him, but I'll talk to Connor tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Let me know anything you hear on this Fulbright thing.
I will call him right now and see if I can get him, and if I can, I'll let you know tonight if I can get him out of the way.
Fine.